Welcome to another episode of Until Sunday with Pastor Ben. Today we'll be looking at what I'm titling Living in the Days of Noah. Today we're seeing so many things happening at a rapid pace. And one of the greatest questions I get, and one of the most prominent questions I get as a pastor is, Pastor Ben, how is this leading up to the return of Jesus? There's a lot of anxiety in our world by some people, wondering if the world is about to implode on itself because of things. But there's also Christians who are getting excited, saying maybe these are things that we're seeing that are leading us to the imminent return of Jesus. So I want to look at something Jesus said in Luke chapter 17. He mentioned part of it also in Matthew chapter 24 when he was talking about what would be happening right before the time of his return to take Christians back to heaven with him. So in Luke chapter 17, he just mentions a brief thing in verse 26, and he said, "Just as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man. People were eating, drinking, marrying, and being given in marriage up to the day that Noah entered the ark. Then the flood came and destroyed them all. It was the same in the days of Lot. People were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building. But the day Lot left Sodom, fire and sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. It will be just like this on the day the Son of Man is revealed." Now, there's some interesting things you can take from this passage, but there was one that really jumps out at me in our day and age. Because when you look at the story of Noah, most of us know the story of Noah. God calls Noah, who is a righteous man living in a very evil and wicked society, and he says, "Hey, I'm going to destroy the earth with a flood. I want you to build an ark so that you'll be spared from my judgment." So he does that, and it takes him 120 years between the time God calls him until the time the flood came. And so we look at that, and Jesus said people will be eating and drinking, marrying and be given in marriage, and things like that. And in the days of Lot, it'd be the same thing. And we say, well, what was Jesus really trying to convey when he was mentioning Noah and Lot? And how does it play out today? So there's a few things I noticed in this. First of all, let's go back to Noah. When Noah was called by God to build the ark, it kind of is a general statement of what was going on. There was wickedness and evil. The thoughts of men were wicked and evil all the time. But he said one particular thing that was going on that was much more specific. He said back in that time, he said the sons of God and the daughters of men were marrying each other, which is a very unusual statement. You say, what did that even mean? And so the daughters of men is pretty clear cut. These were daughters of men. These were human women. But the sons of God, it's like, what did that mean? So most scholars, and I'm one of these that believe this, believe that what this was talking about was these were physical manifestations of demons. The angels, really, the angels that fell with Lucifer were appearing as in human form, and they were intermarrying with human women. And from that perspective, this was a gross immorality. It was a gross sexual immorality that obviously was so bad that it was included in the story of Noah and almost seemed to be the trigger point that said, this is too much. We've gone too far when this kind of sexual immorality is being lifted up in the society and condoned in the society. He said, judgment is going to come. Now, when you look over the story of Lot, most of us know the story of Lot. We think of fire and brimstone falling from the sky and Lot's wife looking back and turning to a pillar of salt. But you got to say, what was the trigger point? And the trigger point was that God sent two angels to Lot's home. And when the angels came, they looked like two men. And so they go into Lot's home and they tell Lot, look, you need to get you and your family out of here because God is going to bring judgment against the wickedness of the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. And so when that happened, there was an unusual event that happened in the city. It said the men of the city came to Lot's house and they began to beat on his door. And they demanded that he let the men come out, who are these two angels, let them come out so they could have sexual relations with them. Now, in our day and age, people have become almost acceptant of homosexuality. people have gotten so used to it that the people don't even look twice at it. It's a sin against God, but what these men were doing was so brash in what they were doing. They were actually rioting. They were in a frenzy saying, we want to rape these men. And it was the men of the city. There was no shame. There was no secrecy about it. There was no hiding about it. It was blatant, gross sexual immorality. And the Bible spends time talking about that particular part of Lot's story. And it seems, again, it seems to be the trigger, that this was the trigger that judgment is coming quickly. So in both of the stories of Noah and Lot, we see that God is going to bring judgment, but the one thing that triggered both of them was a form of sexual immorality that's even beyond what we think of today. It was very gross, very out there. And so I started thinking about that and looking at our day and time, and Jesus said, just as it was in the days of Noah and just as it was in the days of Lot, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Now, I look at our world today, and the one thing that has been shocking to me is the level of sexual immorality that is taking place in our world and the speed at which it is getting worse and worse and more deviant and gross. We see a lot of things now that I never thought I'd see in my lifetime. I can remember it wasn't very long ago that people who were homosexual would never say so publicly. But then they said they just wanted to be seen as, you know, accepted. And so that happened. Eventually it started going into more to, we had, well, now homosexual marriage is accepted. Then it became to where, well, now we want it to be not only condoned, but we want to have special rights for that. Now we've gone so far as we've gone past homosexuality to where transgenderism is coming in, to the point that we are mutilating the bodies of children. This is the sexual immorality and the people's obsession with distorting what God's plan for sexuality has gotten just so bad, and it's running so rampant. And I've been wondering, is this going to be another trigger that's going to bring on the judgment of God? That God is going to finally say, enough is enough. Interestingly enough, there's a lot of things going on in the days of Noah and in the days of Lot. We know that because the Bible tells us that there was every form of evil and wickedness. But again, the ones that were pointed out in scriptures, the ones that were clearly pointed out, were tremendous sexual immorality. And that is what we're seeing all around this world today. It is going more and more in that direction. So I keep saying, is this going to be something that we see that will cause God to look at Jesus and say, it's time for you to go and to bring my children home? Some people get afraid of that and they say, well, I'm afraid of what's going to happen when Jesus comes, especially when you look at when judgment fell on Noah's generation and on Lot's generation. You know, the flood came and destroyed them all except for Noah and his family, and fire and brimstone came and destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, but not Lot's family. And I think one of the beautiful parts of what Jesus said when he said, as it was in the days of Noah and the days of Lot, is that we look and see, but what happened to the ones who were faithful to God? The ones who were there doing what God wanted were righteous people. We see that God spared them and saved them from his wrath. His judgment and wrath did not fall until they had been taken to safety. And I believe that's a message for us as believers today, that when the tribulation comes that we see in the book of Revelation, when God's judgment and wrath come against the people of this world in a seven-year period of just horrific events that we see in the book of Revelation, I believe that God is going to take us out of this world just as he did Noah and Lot. He will take us to safety when Jesus comes in the rapture of the church. It's a wonderful event that's talked about in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, where it talks about not everyone who died will sleep forever. It says, but one day the trumpet of God will sound, the dead in Christ will rise, and those of us who remain on this earth, who are followers of Jesus, will be caught up together with them in the clouds. And it also says that that moment will be changed into a glorified body, and we will be going to our real home with the Lord. I always say that people ask, where is home for me? Well, I grew up in Texas, and I grew up in other states. I've moved around quite a bit in my life. So if you ask me where is home as far as a hometown, I really don't have one. So when people say, where is home? I always tell people, home is where my wife is. Wherever my wife is, that feels like home because she's the one that I love dearly. I feel so close to her. So wherever Shelly is, that's where home is. And for me, I say, in my spiritual home is wherever Jesus is. And I want to be where he is at all times, forever and ever. And we look forward to the day when we'll hear the trumpet sound. But as you go through this world and you start hearing more and more about what's going on in the world, don't be afraid if you're a believer. In fact, the Bible says to lift up our heads, for our redemption is coming close and near, and it'll be soon. So don't be afraid, but live for the Lord, live for his glory, and be excited about the return of Christ. Hopefully, I'll be able to do more of these kind of podcasts where I'll talk about events that are going on, that we see where the Bible is talking about these things happening right before the return of Jesus, because there's so many things that are going on. And one thing about what's happening, and if you're listening to this podcast from the United States, you'll probably understand what I'm talking about, that for years there were events that we would look at, and we'd only see them from our perspective. So if you live in the United States, you would look at events and say, well, I see the events in my country. Does this happen to be lining up with Christ? If you live in another country, you'd see things happening in your part of the world and say, well, maybe it's happening now because of what's happening in your part of the world. But what I'm seeing now is it's happening all over the world. It's not something that's isolated to certain parts of the world, but we're starting to see the signs of the times that are happening everywhere. And so as we go through this podcast, that will be some of the things I'll be focusing in on. It's also a great opportunity for you that if you have questions about this and say, well, I see this happening, I heard the Bible talk about this, just send me an email. I would love to hear from you, untilsundaypodcast@gmail.com. Love to hear what your questions are, what your concerns are. Maybe there's an event you heard about and you thought, well, maybe that's lining up with Scripture. Well, I would love for us to talk about that and see if it does. But we will be looking at some more things. And I hope that you're going to have a great week this week, that God's going to do something great in your life. I'm excited about some things. I have some family coming to see me real soon. And so I'll be doing a lot of housework coming up and getting ready for that. But I'm excited to get to see my sister and some of her kids that are coming out to visit us. So I have a lot of good things coming in my life, and I hope you will as well. But until Sunday, I hope that you will have a great week.